Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Tell you what, I had a sermon that I was preparing earlier, and well, first of all, when we were midweek, it wasn't looking so good, so I was kind of like, well, we might not have service, so we'll see how we do this. And then I looked over the timeline, I said, okay, it looks like we'll have service, so I just. But I felt on my heart to kind of do things a little differently. And the reason I feel like that is because you can see it in your Publix and your Walmart that there is an insane amount of unrest when these storms come. And here in this body, in this church, our purpose is to unify together, to build that strength in the Word of God and stand on the foundation of the Word and stand together in our fervent prayer. And so I want to do things a little differently today. And I apologize if this is weird. We actually, today, we decided that we wanted to have some of the older kids in with us. And a part of that is because we need to pray. And we felt the need to see families pray together. And we felt the need to find unity in the body, this family that we were just speaking of. That is what we do. We stand in the gap for one another. And even though this thing is maybe off our coast, I'm not worried about a storm, even before trusting in the Lord. What I worry about is where our focus starts to go, what we start to buy into fear, buy into the lie of the enemy, and we start to allow that to take grasp of our mentality rather than having the mentality of God. And so I do have a short thing I want to share with you. First, before that, just a couple matters of business. The stuff over there is getting done. It is looking good. So thank you. Yeah, thank you for those who have labored so much. I mentioned names last week, and I want to add Stephen. He's not here, unfortunately. If you know Stephen, he's very quiet. His last name's Superior. I thought that was awesome. That work was Superior. But he was here all week. Ian was here this week, all week, helping to prepare the additions and the upgrades and all that stuff that we're doing. So, and those that have worked in the last week, and those who continue to work, those who came to clean on Friday, thank you. That was huge. I mean, these things, it feels like we do 3 days of work and then we got to spend 3 days of cleaning. And that's why it's taking so long, but just be patient with us. We're getting there, but we're not getting there without the work that this body is providing. And I felt it so strongly in my heart last week. I expressed it, and I just want to express it again. Thank you from the bottom of my heart that God is establishing a sense of family and a sense of selflessness here in this body, to where we are focused on the kingdom of God, focused on serving Him and living out His purpose. And sometimes that means we have to serve in ways that aren't always the most fun, but we are establishing the kingdom of God right here in this church. And so I just pray that God continues to give us strength and focus and vision, because I know that these might seem like small projects, but the impact that this ministry, and any ministry really, can have on children and youth and families is so profound that sometimes we don't even see it in the moment. And so I'm so focused on making sure that we create that foundation and we establish that, because I believe that the return will be for generations to come. So hopefully we're just about a week or two away from being completely done. We do need help with painting. I'm going to throw that out there. There's a storm this week, but it looks like we could really avoid a lot of mess. So I think we're going to try to do some work here this week. if you are available in the evening or during the day, if you got a couple extra days off because of this storm and now you're not sure what to do with it, I've got something for you. We've got some painting to do. But you can talk to us after service if you're interested. Even if it's just one night, we could just use some help. But no pressure. But what I do want to do is, would you please, if you have your Bible, open up to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Let me tell you what we're about to read is a powerful account of God's hand, a powerful account of what God can do in the midst of trial. And I think it's going to build up your faith. And we're going to read quite a bit of it. So I'm sorry, children. There's a lot of long names in here. And you might be like, oh my gosh, what is he talking about? I understand. But stay with us. And let's try to focus, because I'm not going to talk long. So you can give me 10 minutes of your time. Let's start with the first one. It happened after this that the people of Moab, with the people of Ammon and others with them besides Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham? You have built your sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, disaster, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, or hurricanes, I added that, sorry, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now, here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they have turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Let's stop there. Well, actually, let me read one more verse here. And now all of Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. Amen. We'll pause for a moment. It says here that Jehoshaphat feared, but he sought the Lord. Jehoshaphat could have gone to his planners. He could have gone to his commanders and figured everything out, worked this out. But he says, we're facing a great multitude. It says here, for we have no power against them. Do you feel like you have power against a hurricane in your life? Do you feel like you have power when finances fall apart, when family strife is breaking you apart? Sometimes you feel powerless in these situations. But here we read that instead of turning to people that could fix the situation on their own, they sought the Lord. They pursued the Lord when they were faced with this great multitude. And here in verse 13, I really wanted to focus on that. Now all of Judah, with their little ones, and their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord and petitioned the Lord. They were standing together. Do you get that theme today? Standing together. We don't back down when we face trouble. We pursue the Lord. We seek him in unity as a body, which we will do shortly. But the battle is his. And let me get to the rest of it here. In verse 14, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly, and he said, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord. Whenever you hear, thus says the Lord, you listen. You raise your attention. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Apologize if some of my pronunciations are a little off. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go against them, for the Lord is with you. Can you just say amen just to that? Amen. Verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohorahites. We're going to get there. Kohorahites. There's a lot of difficult pronunciations. Give me a break. They stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. Man, I'm struggling. Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, and those who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Today, the Lord fights your battles. We don't need to worry because we have a great big God standing in our corner today. Praise God. Whether it's the battles that you face internally in your family, the storms around you, got one right off our coast, the Lord stands by you in the midst of it. And sometimes when you're in the middle of trouble, you need to be like the people of Judah. Come together and just lift up a loud voice and a praise to God. Hallelujah. And don't stand dismayed because the battle is already won. Lift up your heads and open the doors and let the King of Glory in today. It's easy sometimes, folks, when we're faced with a present problem, to see the future victory that God has for you. You see what I'm saying here? Sometimes it's easy to get distracted. When you see a present problem, to see the future victory that is already won for you. Because he fights your battles. So instead of focusing on the problem, give thanks to God. Exalt him with praise and thanks with a loud voice. And bind the lies of the enemy that have tormented your mind and have brought fear and anxiety into your life. And give thanks to God, standing in the gap for others. And cast all your cares and your anxiety upon him and give thanks for the victory that is won. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things and hold fast what is good. Hold fast today, folks. So today I feel like the most important thing for us to do is to pray. Even though the storm might be going away, and praise God for that. And I just pray it keeps veering so it doesn't even hit anybody. That is our prayer. But today, I know that the fear of a storm is one part to a bigger picture in our minds today. And many times we're fearing so many other things. And so today I want us to stand together in prayer, stand together in the Word of God. And as Jehoshaphat and the people came together and sought the Lord in their distress, so shall we. And it will be like a shudder of your house that protects you from the storms of life. It protects you from all the attack of the enemy and shields you by the Word of God, the Word of our testimony. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you saints. There is no want to those who fear him. There is no lack. Hallelujah. This morning, what I asked a few leaders to help lead us in prayer. But instead of just sitting here and listening to someone pray, I encourage you, stand in agreement. Let's knock on the door of heaven today. Hallelujah. Right now, would you just get your mind in a place of seeking the Lord? We just came from a time of worship. We're continuing that. Oh, Lord. God. God of all the earth, we praise you. You're not an abstract idea, God. You are the mighty I am. You are divine in your composition. Perfect in your character, Lord. God, you trade our mourning for oil of joy. You clothe us with garments of praise. The whole earth is yours. All of creation is yours. We are yours. We love you, Lord. We praise you. You're worthy of our time. You're worthy of every thought being dedicated to you. You set captives free. In your spirit, there is freedom indeed. Holy Spirit, I invite you now. Fill us to overflowing. A new filling. A top off. We can't get gas anywhere, but we can get fueled up in you. We seek you in this time. Whatever the tribulation, whatever the trial, we seek you. And right now, Lord, we come together as a body. We know the fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. Just begin to tell the Lord how good he is today. God, you've always been there by our side. In every moment, Lord, you stood by us. And you're standing by with sword and shield. And you fight our battles. The victory is already yours. Because you are great. We can't even fathom your power. We can't even fathom your love. But you're great. You are great. Hallelujah. I'm going to invite Pastor Scott right now. He's going to lead us in prayer over the sick. If you feel sick in body, I would encourage you right now. To open up your faith today. The word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases, who fills our mouth with good things. Lord, we bless you. We open our hearts to you, Lord, and look to you, Father, our healer, our redeemer. As your word declares, he is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Lord, we declare your word over us right now, that every sick, affirmed person right now, infirm person, Lord, we declare healing in their body, for you have already declared it in your word. You have already declared it upon the cross, Lord, that you bore our sicknesses and you bore our infirmities, Lord. And we declare boldly today, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed. We declare boldly today that by your stripes, Lord, oh God, my wife tonight, this day, Lord, is healed in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. For you sent your word and you healed us and you delivered us from all of our affliction, Lord. Hallelujah. For you said your name is Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord who healeth us, Lord, oh God. You are our healer, Lord, and we thank you for your healing right now, Lord, in our bodies, Lord, oh God. We thank you, Lord, this is not something that we try to obtain. It's already done for us right now, Lord, and we receive it through faith in Jesus Christ and what he has done on the cross, for he has declared, it is finished. And we declare also, it is finished. We are healed. We are healed. We are strong. And we bless you, Lord, and we magnify your holy name in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We give you thanks, Lord. It is already done. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm going to ask Sister Wilma, would you join us? Lead us in prayer over this community, over the mission fields.
Thank you. will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Heavenly Father, we stand this morning as one body, Father. You have called us blessed to be a blessing, Father. We are the light in this world, Lord Jesus. So we pray, first of all, for this nation, Father God, that we can be a light in this nation. And we pray for those in authority over this nation, Father God. Holy Spirit, speak to them, that they will make godly decisions based on your word, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name. We pray for all the governors. We pray for all the mayors, all the senators, the representatives, all those in authority, Father. We pray for them in this moment, for this nation, the United States of America, Father. And we thank you that once again, your spirit would just overflood this nation, Father, that they will come to see you as Lord and Savior. We thank you, Holy Spirit, as we come together and we stand together for the nations of the world, Lord. We pray for the Bahamas right now, Father God. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is hovering over that nation, Father. And we curse this storm right now in Jesus' name. Just like Jesus said, peace, be still. So we speak to that storm. Be still. We pray for the nations of the world, Father, that they will come to see you as Lord and Savior. Church, right now we're getting a glimpse, just a tiny glimpse, of what end times will look like. You've noticed this week there's been chaos and confusion, and there's not a lot of stuff maybe on the grocery shelves and the gas lines along. That's just a tiny glimpse of what end times will look like. But praise God, as the body of Christ, we're blessed. We are called to bring the light to these nations who don't know who God is. They don't know who he is. So with our neighbors right now in this community, let us be a light so they can see us. Let us bring forth peace and joy. We're standing on the rock, our Lord. We lack no good thing. So for our neighbors in our community, let's just show them who Christ is, and let us bring peace to this world right now. That's why we've been called. That's why we are a blessing. That's why we are the salt and the light of this earth right now in this time of need and trouble. It's through us. They will see Christ through us. So it's an amazing opportunity to be able to evangelize and show the world who Christ is. We lack nothing, church. We lack nothing. So we praise God in this moment. We praise him and we worship him and we exalt him. And we thank him for his favor and his mercy and his loving kindness. We are so blessed. And we thank you, Father, in this time of need that you are with us. We thank you that your army goes before us. We praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
I've asked my brother Jason if he would just lead us a prayer over our children, our youth, and the children and the youth across the world today. In Jesus' name. Would you just stand in agreement?
Father, I just thank you so much for each and every student that belongs to this congregation and this church, Father God. I thank you for this church and our commitment to our students, to our children, God. Your word says to train a child in your ways, Father God. And even as they get old, Lord, they can't help but not turn from you, Jesus. So we know right now that the commitment we're making to these children is a lifelong investment, Father God. your word will not stray from them, Lord. Your love cannot exit their hearts, Father God. Lord, I ask for protection over every single child here, every student in this church, Father God. As school is starting, Lord Jesus, as opportunities arise, Lord God, as situations and decisions come before them, Lord Jesus, I pray that you go before them, Father God. I pray that you give them strength, courage to stand for what they know is right, to be able to walk away from what they know is wrong, and to be the example that somebody else might need in that same situation, God. I pray for our parents right now, Lord God. It is tough. It is tough raising a child in these days, Lord. With all of the distractions, all the things pulling them every which way, Lord Jesus, I pray for steadfastness for these parents, Father God, that they know that your word is true, that their investment is not in vain, Lord Jesus, and as stressful and trying as it gets some days, Lord God, refresh them, Father. Give them strength. Renew their spirits. Every teacher we have here, Lord Jesus, that stands in front of a classroom, God, that invests in children. Teachers here at this church, Father God, that are on Sundays investing in our kids, Lord Jesus, give them the words they need to say. Put them in the situations they need to be in so that they can be there and be a light and be an encouragement, Father God. I pray for safety this entire school year, Lord Jesus. I pray for blessing for these students, God. Continue to grow them in your ways, Lord Jesus. We are truly raising a generation of future pastors, a generation of future leaders, of worship leaders, Father God, of intercessors. Who knows what these kids are going to turn out to be, God? Amazing tools for your kingdom. And we thank you for that. We give you praise, God. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name.
Just continue to focus on the Lord. Right now, I want to speak specifically to the lies of fear, the lies of shame, the lies of depression, not being good enough. I speak to those bondages to be broken in the name of Jesus. Feeling of lack of worth. You're worthy in God's eyes. God sees you right now. God, I speak over this church. You would continue to just build unification in this body. I speak to this worship team, Father, that you would use this worship team, that you would anoint every single person on this team to break the yokes of bondage, that you would use our voices, our hands on instruments, to create an atmosphere of praise, an atmosphere of joy and breakthrough. Not for the glorification of anybody here, but for yours alone. That we might live lives that are pleasing, that we might live lives that are so tightly connected with you that no storm, no lie of the enemy could ever break it. We stand upon the rock right now. We stand upon your word right now. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. when all else around us is failing, when all else around us is in turmoil, God, you stand there in the midst. I speak to the leadership here, Father, that you would continue to direct our vision. Continue to keep our motivations in check. That pride would never be at the root. It would only be your word. Father, I pray for this entire church body that you would show us purpose. Every single person here, Father, would see their purpose in you. They would see that this is a body, not just a few members, but a body, that everything comes together for your good. Show us the way, Lord. Show us how to be that light into this community. Show us how to reach the lost, I pray. Give us a heart for the lost. Give us a heart for the least of these, Lord. These are all your children. This is all your creation. Help us to cherish that. A newfound passion, Lord, I pray. And like a consuming fire, you would consume our hearts. We would be consumed by your word, by your love, by your joy. And Holy Spirit, right now, I just pray you would fill this room with your glory. More. We ask for more. We want more. We don't want to just skate by in life. We don't want service to be about checking a box, filling in time. We want it to be about pursuing you. So we do that right now, Lord. We pursue you. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters for you. Everything else is temporal. Everything else fades away. The grass withers. The flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. It stands forever, church. Our God stands forever. His word shall no means pass away. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a moment to do something a little more. I know this whole service is different, and that's okay. When God and the Holy Spirit interrupt our routine, we should thank God for that. We should give praise for the interruption of what we know is church. Right now, we have some children in here, and we have families. I felt a strong conviction for families to come together right now and pray over each other. For loved ones to come together and pray over each other. If you came alone today, join me up right up here. We should pray over each other. And let me just give a little caution for a moment. If this is the only time that we have prayed for one another this week, this month, don't let it continue. We have to continuously pray over each other. Stand in the gap for your loved ones, for your family, for the body of believers here in this church, for your community. But let's take hold of that opportunity right now. If we haven't prayed over our loved ones, take this opportunity now and continue it. And if you don't know what to pray, just thank God for them. Oh, the Lord knows your heart. You don't have to pray eloquently. You don't have to Stir up these beautiful words. This is a relationship. It's not about words. So I invite you to do that. We're gonna sing some more worship. I just invite you to stand with me at this time. I'm going to hold two groups. One on this side. If you're here by yourself, you're not alone. This is your family. You can pray with me. Pray with Pastor Scott. If you want to get your kids and bring them in here and pray over them, whatever you want to do this morning, but just let's not let it fall by the wayside. So I invite you to do that now. Let's pray together. Pray over one another for a few moments.